Oh yeah, baby. The streets is coppin'.
Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining it. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my car. You give a nigga a footy,
it's
take
your boy, L. Buggy, coming to you live.
The
streets is talking, sports talk show with a little twist of hip hop. We got a lot on the marquee today. First of all, we're coming to you live 9 p.m. Mondays and Fridays. Friday we got the freestyle Friday, so also be aware of that. But first of all, let me say the show is produced by DJ Steph. I got my engineer, my co-host T. Rowe.
What's up, world?
Also, I have my other co-host, Juelz the G. I think Juelz is out in the field right now. He's going to come back with his spring training report. We got him out in Peoria. Okay, but first of all, let me say this. First on the marquee today, Tiger Woods. Now, I remember on Friday, I said that I had Tiger Woods, T-Row, in the bag, in the backyard, ready to come out on the front to be NBG. Nothing but garbage. But he did what he was supposed to do. He went to the spot. And like I told you on Friday down in Florida, bands make them dance. Bands to make her dance. Tiger was old Tiger. But I must say this. Yes, he's won it. But I need Tiger to win the major for me to validate him, bro. I can't put Tiger as far as, is he number one in the world? I don't know. Because we all know golf, if you win one major or two majors, man, you're great. But we're so used to Tiger Woods being the shark, just straight up dominating the field. I think that's what we're used to. So I'm just going to put it out there. I wasn't impressed.
Come
I wasn't
on,
impressed
yeah,
at all. Reason being, I'm going to throw that wasn't a major. Win a major. He hasn't won a major in 5 years, and if you don't know your math, since 2008, yes, he has 76 wins. He's six short of Sam Snead. That's the most wins ever. But he's stuck on 14, and the record is 18, held by the great Jack Nicholson. So T-Row, you tell me, is Tiger going to win it? You said he's going to win two.
Yeah, Tiger, if not two, Tiger will be in the hunt. When you spoke about, is he the number one player in the world? Yes, he's the number one player in the world. Nobody brings attraction to the golf course like Tiger Woods, whether you love him or hate him. He's like Tom Brady. He's like Kobe Bryant. He's like LeBron James. It don't matter what city he comes to, the people are going to show up. The dude, okay, I feel y'all not winning the tournament in the last 5 years. I understand that. But my thing is about Tiger is that Tiger now is getting that stroke back. Is he getting the swag back? It's looking comfortable to him when he's out there in the field. He normally, when he lose real bad, he normally usually goes, you know, he has that upset look on his face every time he swing the club when he's having an off tournament. But this tournament, everything was cool. It was comfortable. He went with his boy Steve Stricker to get some of them putt lessons back to really dial in on the green. And once he made it to the green, you saw what happened. Tiger is amazing once he gets up to that level, man. There's nothing you can do about that. And if he can continue this and build on this, could use that as, use this tournament as motivation to keep going. Man, it ain't no telling what could happen. But from what we've already saw this year from Tiger, he won one, but then he didn't really do nothing in the set. And, you know, when he was out in Tucson, because he won a tournament before he went to Tucson when he had the grapple Arizona snow terms, you know what I mean? And he didn't do so good in Tucson. But now, with the weather a little bit warmer, it looked like he was comfortable.
Oh, man, here we go again. Here we go again. Every time Tiger, oh, he's back. He's back. He hasn't won a major in 5 years, man. He's always going to win those. He's always going to win those, the ones his name is after, the Buick in Ohio. I mean, come on, Tiger. When you win a major, keep going to the spot. I keep trying to tell you. I hope you're listening. I think Tiger is tuning in to us, bro, because I think he went to the spot, and I think he threw up a couple and was the old Tiger. You see it in his eye, bro? You said you see it in his eye.
Man, the dude was up, what, at the most, six strokes. So you know he had the bands make him dance. Bands make him dance. You know he was jumping off. So, I mean, it just looked like he more comfortable. It looked like he got his swag back. By the way, did you see the new red shirt that he tore him up on with on Sunday? This one had some little stripes on it. So, I mean, man, Tiger's impressive all the way around, man. The dude is number one, and ain't no doubt that the dude makes the most. Even if he's not the number one player in the world, he still makes the most money.
Wow. Other news besides Tiger over this weekend, once again, let's go to the NBA. The talk right now, the Miami Heat, they've won 18 in a row. Can they get to 33? They're impressive. They've done something that, you know, other teams have done. They're on that mark right now. I remember when Tracy McGrady and those guys, they went for 23. Can the Miami Heat get to 33 in a row? Bro, can they do it?
Are you insinuating the 33 games that the great 1971-72 Los Angeles Lakers crew had when they went on that 33-game run?
Yes. I'm talking about that crew that went on to win NBA championship.
Okay.
With Will, Baylor, and Jerry, and those guys, can the Heat do that?
I mean, 18 is impressive, L Boogie. Don't get me wrong. 18 is impressive. They could reach the 22-23 game win streak that the Houston Rockets that you were talking about, what was that, 2007-2008, had when they had their run, you know. But I think they could get 22, but 33 is really asking a lot because, I mean, it is getting towards the end of the season. And you know how some of these coaches do. Greg Popovich from San Antonio Spurs is real famous for doing this, and a couple of other coaches. You know, they normally sit and rest their players with, you know, when they have the NBA's best record or when they already have secured a home field, a home court advantage, so to speak, or, you know, just when they want to rest their players before the playoffs. You know, we may not really be able to see the 33-game win streak come in effect if they do have an opportunity to do so. How many games we got left? About 18, maybe 15, about 17 to 20
yeah.
more games left. And, you know,
yeah.
if that was the case, they could run off 33. But I really don't believe they're not gonna do it, El Boogie. I've been trying to bust my bubble to try to say something good about it. But 33 games is hard. They almost lost to Orlando, but they blow out Indiana. So, you know, it could be a team that they're not really expected to lose to that just might show up that night to beat them. And it could be a team like Washington or New Orleans, you know, if these guys are on the schedule. But I'm just saying that those caliber teams just might be the ones to upset Miami instead of the upper echelon teams like Oklahoma City or Chicago or whatnot. You know what I mean?
I really think if they get up to about 23-25, Eric has to let them play, man. We got to see history. You know LeBron and those guys. You don't think Pat Riley want his guys to be part of that history of the 33 games or more?
Yeah, I do believe that Pat Riley all about the stats. You know what I mean? All about the team. And if the team could do it, that would be fantastic. But let me ask you this. What would all that winning do, breaking the streak in? Yeah, I agree with you. If they get to 25, yeah, they might as well let them try to go ahead and see if they can break it. But what if they go ahead and break this record and get through the first round and lose in the first round of the playoffs? How silly would that look?
Wow. I really can't see it, though. I really can't see the Miami Heat, at the way their role players are playing. The way their role players are playing. I was in the streets today and just LeBron having 13 points. And them winning like that, and you have Dwayne Wade just playing at another level. The key is Dwayne Wade. Everybody talks about LeBron James, but it's just so ironic that they're playing at a tremendous level when Dwayne Wade is getting his legs back. And I want people to remember this: if you're an NBA guy or gal, and you've been following the NBA this year, remember the game at Utah when Eric Spoelstra benched Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade in the second half. And Dwayne Wade has been on a tear ever since. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And that callers, may have...
callers, if you remember that, and if you want to call in, sorry, T-Rex, for cutting you off, give us a call, 347-855-8896, and chirp in and talk to us about that. But, T-Ro, go ahead. What was you saying now?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I need to listen. I need to hear what the callers got to say about that one. I like that topic right there. Call us, call in, let us know what you think. You know what I'm saying? Because that is a hot one. I'm going to let that one simmer a little bit and
okay.
Make sure I get the right answer on that one, because that is a tough one, man. You know, I'm kind of on your side on this one, but, you know, let me simmer on it for a minute and see what the callers have to say once we get some input from those guys, you know what I mean?
Okay, next topic before we go to break. Kobe Bryant and the Lakers. They're in the eighth spot right now by half a game. Will they get higher? Will they stay the same? Will they compete and maybe win a playoff round series? I want to hear from the caller. But I heard in the streets, and I commented on the Sports Official show. If you don't know, it's a great show. It comes on Sundays at 1 p.m. Eastern, the Sports Officials. Okay? Now, he said if Ibaka would have hit him in the joint, he would have smacked him.
Are you the man?
Hold on. I'm going to hit you with mail. I'm going to hit you with mail from Scarface, the detective. Wait a minute.
L Boogie, let me tell you this, man. If Kobe would have even stepped towards Serge Ibaka, it would have been a problem. Now, if you would have been talking about Ron Artest saying that he would have done this, then, yeah, I would agree with you 100%. But Kobe can't even beat up Reggie Miller. Chris Child put it on him. Come on, L Boogie. A New York Knickerbocker put it on Kobe.
Get it? I was getting to that. If you let Chris Child hit you with a two-piece hot and spicy, what you think Serge Ibaka was going to do to you? He was going to MMA you. He was going to hit you with that long foot. Boy, up car. He was going to do some, you know what I mean? He was going to hurt Kobe. Come on, Kobe. Like I said, Kobe, you're from the streets of Italy, man. All this old, you think you're tough and all that kind of stuff. Don't let us not forget We know in the streets of Cleveland, we know a guy. You might know him. We're not going to say his name because we don't do that on the show. But remember, he choked you out in practice. And you got him cut a couple days later. The streets is talking. And if you was, you know, if you, you know, from the land, I should say a.k.a. Cleveland, Ohio. But anyway, can the Lakers compete, bro?
Yes, the Lakers can compete. But to stay in the eighth place and go any higher, it doesn't matter if you're 8th seed, 7th seed, you're still going to play someone good. Whether you open up with the Clippers, or, well, really not even the Clippers, if you open up with Oklahoma City, or even if you open up with San Antonio. You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's just going to be difficult for the Lakers to really compete. I'm not going to say they can't compete. It's just going to be hard for them to win a series against these type of guys coming right off the bat, working so hard to even make it to the playoffs, because Utah and Houston are not going to go anywhere. Those type of teams can just get hot and do some things, you know, that we're not normal, that we're not accustomed to seeing on a night-to-night basis. But, you know, when the last 5, 6, 7 games come about, you know, guys start losing their mind because they know they want to get that extra check to continue to keep playing during the season. Once the season is over, you know, you got to get your fishing pole, baby. You got to go fish.
Wow. The Black Mamba. He's been putting on the show lately. He's been going to the swimming pool, the you know, the Fountain of Youth, and he's been looking like Kobe of old.
So does that mean he's going to go higher?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't think
so. My point exactly.
Before we go to commercial, to my callers also, I want to ask you, after you give your rebuttal on the show, the question of the night is, what is your favorite dunk on? Did you see DeAndre Jordan dunk last night? In the words of my father, the real Big Meek, oh my. Get out of 347-855-8896. We appreciate you listening. Call us, be ready to chirp in. Monday, let's go.
Remember me, so many homies in the cemetery shed so many tears. I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world, cause I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel? Take me away. All the pressure and all the pain, show me some happiness again. I'm going blind, I spend my time in the cell, ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell, but did I fail? My life is in denial, and when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand near me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets. I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to peace and screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game. No memories, just a misery. Painting the
with that other
is killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please Lord, forgive me for my sins, cause here I come. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. God, I lost so many peers. And Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicides and drive-by, taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by, broken hearted as I glance at the chalk line.
This ain't the life for me. I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me. I'm stuck in the game. I'm trapped inside a maze. See the Tangeray influence me. They're getting crazy. Bitch, you're losing lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises. Think she's fucking on my boys. Can't take some more. I'm falling to the floor.
We're back.
Begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door.
It's Monday. If you want to call in, 347-855-8896, hit 1, and you can probably try to talk to us. Now, what we just discussed, the Miami Heat, can they break the record? Can they get to 33 games? Secondly, can Kobe Bryant will his team to at least going deep into the playoffs? As of today, they're in. And last but not least, the question of the night, caller. Who's your best all-time facial dunk on? Now, before I ask you, I'm going to tell you mine. It's a lot of them. I can say Dr. J or Michael Cooper. I can say Michael Jordan or Patrick Ewing. But I'm going to say one that hurts my heart. Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen against Patrick Ewing in the Eastern Conference Finals and made him fall and looked at him. Oh, my. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Everybody thought Scottie could not do it. But that dunk, I think, validated Scottie Pippen right there. Don't you think? Now, caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
It's Sonny Red calling from Cleveland, Ohio. What up?
How you doing, Sonny Red? This your boy, L. Boogie. First of all, I want to say we appreciate you calling in and listening to the show. Do you think the Miami Heat can win the streak, can pass the streak?
I do, man. I'm a big believer that the Heat has not only the talent to do it, but they got the willpower to do it, man. The chip is on the shoulder. I actually made a bold prediction after the All-Star game. I came out and said that Miami Heat will not lose another game after the All-Star break, regular season. And I said that, and I'm sticking behind it. I think that the streak is on its way to get blown up, man. You heard it first.
Oh, wee. Sonny Red,
yeah.
This your boy T-Row, man. And you know what, man? That was a powerful prediction, man. Even under the circumstances, you know, still a long, you know, not a long way to go, but we still got a few more games to go. But I want to say they can get the record, man, but they kind of, you know, against Orlando, man, it just showed me that they're not really playing up to their normal standards. They're just playing up to their competitors, you know,
I'm more impressed on the Miami Heat defensive side of the game right now, man. I understand they're playing today. When you're playing night in and night out, and everybody has the bulls out of your back. You know, Miami Heat is playing NBA playoff schedule all year round because everyone wants to go after them. Everyone wants to play their best game against the Heat. And, yes, indeed, they do sometimes play up to the ability of their competitors because I guess it gets boring sometimes, man. So I'm figuring it was a bold prediction. It hasn't ever been done before. And if Trinidad James can have a number one record, man, then the Miami Heat can definitely go undefeated in the second half. Go on in my watch, man.
Wow, Sonny Red, now let me ask you this. This is T-Row again. Let me ask you this last question before I let L. Boogie get to you. Now, if they should go ahead and break this 33-game win streak, let's say win 34, 35 games, and the end of the year, you know, the season ends, what happens if they should lose without making it to the finals or even losing without winning the championship? What does that record mean?
it means absolutely nothing. It's just a record, man. I mean, that would be devastating. But you know, you have teams that go. You look at the New York Giants. They go 15-0, didn't win a big thing. You have teams that have enormous success in the regular season, but we all know winning a championship is very hard and it can be very elusive, man. So, I guess the record would only be a record. You don't really want to accomplish those kind of things if you don't bring it all home. If you don't win a championship, then you know you had a lot of critics saying they won the record, they beat the record, but they didn't win a title. So yeah, it's a catch 22, man. The way you look at it.
Right. Exactly.
It would be an enormous feat if they did accomplish that. It's never been done. And we all like to do things that have never been done before.
You right about that.
Red.
Talk to me.
Red, let me say this. You're an advocate Tiger Woods fan. Now.
Yes.
Where was your man? That's your man. That's your man's in there. When your man is going to win another major? I've been waiting 5 years. It's been an Olympics. I mean, come on, man.
Well, you know, every year that the Masters comes around, he's always a favorite, I would guess. And Tiger Woods has spoiled us with all the early success in his winning. But if you look at it now, he's coming back to true form. He's the number one ranked player in the world right now. So I think he has a lot of momentum going in, and he knows he hasn't won a major. And, you know, you got to understand the things that was going on in his personal life, the media, the kids, the bars, the women. So I'm thinking if it's any time for Tiger Woods to win a major, it'll be right here, right now, and I'm hoping Tiger gunned for it just as well as I'm gunning for the Miami Heat to win the streak. Let's do it.
Last but not least, I need two comments. What's your opinion about that DeAndre Jordan's dunk first?
Well, man, it was a hell of a dunk, man. I can't take nothing away from because of the way he attacked the rim. Andre Jordan would have dunked that basketball if Manu Bol was there, if Akeem Olajuwon was there. It just so happened to be Brandon Knight. I love the aggressiveness, I love the finish, man. The finish was all about it. I mean, he broke Twitter last night. The dunk
he
had to be hell
Twitter.
Of a man broke Twitter.
Wow. Oh, my.
We go from breaking backboards to breaking Twitter.
Breaking backboards, breaking Twitter, and he broke the board back, too.
Right.
Backboard and Twitter.
Wow. And last but not least, Sunny Red, what's your favorite all-time facial?
Wow, man. I mean, just off the top of the head, I got to go with I mean, Michael Jordan had so many, but I'm going with the LeBron James dunk on the Damon Jones kid when he played with Miami Heat. LeBron James was a kid living Cavalier. I'm going with the LeBron James dunk.
You can only give me one.
Okay. Well, I want all the fans to Google this. Then LeBron James dunks on Delonte West when Delonte was a Celtic. Google that, and you're going to see some fireworks.
Oh, I remember that.
We're going to put that on Twitter and see if people get back with me. LeBron James dunking on Delonte West when he was with the Boston Celtics.
Delonte
West
was a – yep. Oh, my God. I don't know if they
were
playing football or basketball that night.
Right.
You heard it here first. Well, Sunny Red, we want to say thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. And once again, we want to give a shout-out. And if you didn't know World Wide Web, when I dedicated the show to Miles Gordon Cockfield, that was Sunny Red's son who we dedicated that show to. So we appreciate you, Sunny Red. No question for always calling in and supporting the show.
Hey, L, before we go to the next topic, man, L Boogeyman, this your boy T-Row. I got a couple of dunks, man, and I think they all tie for first. They have nothing to do with Michael Jordan or anybody like that. I just want to bring one to your mind, see if you remember this one, you and the nation that's listening. Do you remember Baron Davis when he was playing with the Golden State Warriors? He took off on the Mavericks and dunked on them boys like that.
Off the vertical.
Oh, my goodness. Oh! That's just one. I got another one for you in a minute. I got another one for you. This is a tie. They all a tie. I got some more for you.
If you did know, that's my engineer. He goes into the archives and he plucks it out. Man, he has a lot. So, man, who's our next caller, T-Row?
Oh, man, let's go in. Let's check out T-Money. T-Money, what's up, baby? T-Money, one of our most faithful callers. T-Money, you there, baby?
Bro, what's up, man?
Hey,
what's up,
that's
what's
my
up?
Favorite caller, man. T-Buddy, what's going on? This your boy, T-Ro. How you evening going?
I'm good, man. First of all, I got to say, a lot of things I heard tonight, besides what Cousin Meek said, the Scottie Pippen, he took the words out of my mouth. I got that card. Scottie Pippen on Patrick Ewing is the nastiest dunk on facial. We talking facial. We ain't talking about jumping over a dual head, the Vince Carter,
right.
All that. The Michael Jordan spin bait. Oh, man. Body. What's the song? Body to body. Oh, he was all over me, man. If we talking about the Miami Heat 33, we all know the kind of player LeBron is. I don't really think he press to break that. Like Rose said, once they get in the comfortable enough lead, they know they're going to be the number one seed throughout the playoffs. It's a wrap. They might sit two or three games, man. He did it in Cleveland when they wrapped it up in Cleveland. We already know LeBron ain't about break. He just break records naturally, man. Because if he wanted to break records, he could have won a scoring title when he was in Cleveland when Durant pulled it out and sat out the last five. He could have broke the streak this year at 20 points a game when they were losing bad to the Blazers. He could have stayed in and tried to score the 20-plus points. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really believe he about breaking records. I don't think they'll see the 33. They got a tough one against Milwaukee. That's going to be a tough one for him probably. Or they might just go in there and demolish him because that opponent been tough for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they're going to chase and break the record of 33, man. And I want to shout out T. Woods.
Will that mess up their chemistry? Will that mess up their rhythm if they sit out those games?
Did they keep playing? It's not going to never mess up a chemistry with players the caliber we talking about, LeBron, D-Wade, and Chris Bosh. He might play. I don't even see him playing because we don't want to risk injury. Plus, you know, it's gonna get a guy that come off the oak a little more bouncing they step to get ready for the playoffs. And it's not gonna mess up the chemistry, man. You know, they Harlem shaking, man. They ain't worried. They just demolished the Pacers. Demolished them. They done beat every team at least once this year.
They've beat every team that's beaten them as well, am I correct?
Correct.
Yes.
There was nobody that they hadn't beat except for the Knicks. Oh, my goodness, they might as well. I don't even know why they went third seed. They might as well just wipe their season away. They do. Raymond Fufu Felton. They need to call him Raymond Futon Felton. That's what he need to be on, a futon. He's garbage, Mix. That's your boy.
Nothing but garbage.
He's
NBG, nothing but garbage. He goes out on the lawn.
He's the most out-of-shape point guard in the league. He reminds me of the boy from Connecticut. What was his name?
Elamine. Khalil Elamine.
Oh, my goodness. He looked like a Mario brother out there.
Wow. What do you think about Kobe Bryant's emergence?
Oh, you know, Kobe going to do Kobe. I think Kobe just, you know, being more, you know, voices. Nah, I can't even say voices because he's going to be more voices. They problem to me is still going to be Dwight Howard. He's still picking the games that he want to play. You know, he's not showing up big against the big-time players. Like when they played the Oklahoma City Thunder, he was a no-show. When you're playing against the big okay, you go beat the Bulls, but the Bulls got Noah, but you know, they're not going to really give a run in the playoffs either. You feel me? When he's going against the boys who's banging with him, like Perkins, DeAndre Jordan, Even JaVale McGee's is giving him trouble down there, grabbing rebounds and all that. So you showing up when you want to show up is not going to happen. And
right.
Another thing, Boo, we know size don't matter. KB got two teeth back in the day, but we don't know if he's been in boxing classes, whatever. We don't know that Serge Ibaka put it on him. Serge Ibaka might be a sucker on the low.
Are you kidding me?
We don't
know
what Serge Ibaka is.
Let me tell you something. Money.
How many
niggas
you know got muscles and got beat up?
A lot of guys. But let me tell you
okay.
this. When you coming from Africa and your tennis shoes were just cardboard pieces of cardboard from a box with no tops on your feet, and your feet, the top of your feet is showing. You mean to
Fool
tell
me?
Serge Ibaka wouldn't give it to Kobe Bryant?
Fool
and
me.
You let Chris Charles sucker punch you in the face? I don't
That's
know.
Back in the day, Danny Ferry elbowed Michael Jordan.
Well, what were you going to say?
I say Danny Ferry elbowed Michael Jordan. And for one, listen, every African I ever met, I always picked on him. Through St. Thomas, our alma mater, from when I come home and had a job, them Africans always picked on them. I call them African booty scratchers. They wear sandals. I tell them their feet look like they gators. They never come back with no disrespect. I don't care where you from is not where you're from no more. It's where you at. He might have caught American Italian whooping. We don't know. Kobe, you seen the All-Star game, how Kobe and LeBron was going at it at the end of the game, and LeBron mentioned, this my shit when he walked over to Jay-Z, and Kobe said, no, this still my shit. Don't get it twisted.
Right.
I never seen no since the Chris, let's go to there. Since the Chris Childs two-piece, I haven't seen no sucking Kobe Bryant, except for, hold on, Sunday, because it looked like Nate Robinson tried to kill him on the fast break. Now, that's
right.
Somebody they don't mess
right.
with is Nate Robinson. And he's 5'5". Who messes with Nate?
Now, lad, two more questions, Money. Your opinion about the DeAndre Jordan's dunk.
The boy is a high riser. Like I tell everybody, the next 2 to 3 years, if that long, him and JaVale McGee will be the all-star centers of the West, hands down. Those are going to be the guys that are going to be voted in to play in the middle because Duncan's going to be on his way out. Is Dwight Howard going to stay in the West? Because he's steady losing his credibility. He's like, what's the guy named from Florida? He reminded me of Plies. They only fill him in his own city. You have some nice hits. Now everybody going at the credit, the credibility, man. And you're doing,
wow.
He's still putting up numbers. He's putting up numbers, and it don't even 15 and all that, but you just ain't. If you're putting up fit like Shaq say, you should be getting me 27 and 12.
Okay. Last but not least. So you're saying that Scottie Pippen over Patrick Ewing, that's your favorite dunk of all time on your facial?
Yeah, if I pull out my card book, you know, I collect the basketball cards. Shout out to my nephew, Lil Miles. He took them next door and somebody stole all my Michael Jordans. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Made me stop collecting cards, period. But, yes, and to go to your last point on that, when you said nobody thought Scottie could do it, Scottie's supposed to win MVP that year.
Yes.
Scottie's supposed to win MVP that year. Not only did he supposed to win MVP, they supposed to have been in them finals.
We got the infamous call. I agree. I'm a Knicks fan. We got the infamous call on, you know, Hubert Davis being fouled, but I'll take it.
Hey, hold on. Before we get T-Money off the line, I got to ask him this. Okay, T-Money, you know, that Scottie Pippen dunk on Olajuwon was hot, but I got to ask you, do you remember Kevin Johnson coming baseline?
Oh, my goodness.
Dunking on
Olajuwon. Oh, my goodness.
Woo! Thank
you.
Oh,
my goodness. Oh, he had,
do you remember
he
that?
His...
That's another tie.
That was... I can't believe Olajuwon ain't punch him in his man's area off of that.
Wow.
What's your boy Stephen A. Smith say? So disrespectful.
So vicious.
So disrespectful. And as we say in the streets, You just got dunked on. It's your boy, L Boogie. Get out of 347-855-8896. Next for the marquee, we're going to talk about the NFL when we come back from the commercial. The streets is talking. The trade. Wow, what you think about them? Free agency, it starts tomorrow. Who you think it should be going where? Bad guys getting cut. Ew. Mad Monday. Music produced by DJ Steph, my engineer T-Row. Let's go.
And every time you see me, I be on deck. Looking like money, smelling like a check. Brand new swag, got me on flex, flex. Whole lot of cash, I'm a walking check. I put on for my city, go strong when I kick it. Got a bad girls club, a gang of bad bitches. Black diamond, AP, oil spill, BP. White diamond, mirror love, no diamond, hair blow. Face, no cars, done Peter glow in the dark. I got soft, I go hard. Stop the beat is my favorite part. That California, my favorite car. The last lamb, my favorite bar. I hit the club, my J's on, they ain't out yet. It stood on the box. Selling dope, my first job. Get money, that where it starts. I'm in this bitch with my homeboys. Big jury, no bodyguard. I pull up, like who this? Thugged out, I do this. Checking all my dollar signs. Get money on my to-do list. I buy anything I want, cause I got a check. Fuck any bitch I want, cause I got a check. I only ride Boeing, cause I got a check. You know I'm fully armed, you ain't got a check. And every time you see me, I be on deck. Looking like money, smelling like a check. Brand new swag, got me on flex. Whole lot of cash, I'm a walking check. Check, check.
We back.
Come on deck. Flex, flex.
We back.
Like
it's your boy, L Boogie. Get at me on the Twitter, at LBoogie15. Man, it's hot in the street. You know it's all about the money. What Deion say? What, remember that song by Deion Rowe? Must be the money.
Must be the money.
Man, where will people go? Already, the clear cap space from anonymous sources. You know, my snitches are right, everywhere. I got them everywhere. Jewel's the G, I got them everywhere.
Hey, hey.
Two trades have just went down before free agency, and everything starts tomorrow. It's on conditions of everybody passing the physical. But let me give you the first trade. Seattle, they traded away their first-round pick, which is the number 25th pick in this year's draft, to Minnesota for Percy Harvin. They also traded away a seventh-round pick in this year's draft, and in next year's draft, they gave away a mid-round pick. So they had three picks total, a first-round, a seventh round in 2013, and in 2014, they have a mid-round pick. And Seattle received Percy Harvin. He's in the final year of a five-year deal off his rookie deal, which was $2.9 million. And in the real world, after taxes, and who knows about the other things that they take out your check, I ain't going to say, but all that other stuff they take out your check, who knows what he's making? So, I'm going to ask you, Jewel is the G first. Drop a jewel on me. Was that a good trade for Seattle? Trading away three picks for Percy Harvin?
No, that was terrible. I don't know who masterminded that debacle. I think that was a real fumble right there. I'm going to use football terms. That was a fumble.
Wow.
Yeah, Jewel's the G. This your boy T-Row, man. You know, I feel you on that one, man. I'm going to have to say they fumbled the ball on that one. There's just too many picks to give up for Percy Harvin. I'm not taking away anything from Percy Harvin. But Percy Harvin, he has that injury-prone bug on his back. You know what I mean? He hasn't played a full season since he's been in the league. And, you know, sometimes that takes away from your credibility of being out there on the field. I know he's been played through a couple of games where he was hurt. But in this game today, man, I don't think that was a good move for Minnesota. But in return for Seattle, man, to put him on a team that's already explosive and then give him some more depth with Golden, oh, man, him and Golden Tate just might have a field day back there, you know, running down the field, especially when you have a mobile quarterback like we do in Russell. So, you know, I agree with you on that. They fumbled on this one, but as far as Seattle goes, yeah, they close to a championship with that one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for Seattle, I agree. It helped them out. And if you're a Seattle fan,
hold on. Like my man, like the great Pimp C would say, hold up. Hold up. Man, I think Minnesota did a good thing. Even though Adrian Peterson is disgruntled right now, he's very upset. But you're going to have two first-round picks. That means that you might get some receivers to go with AP. And you got a seventh-round pick. Plus what you have, it might sew up some things. Remember, Percy Harvin, his first 3 years, yes, he only missed three games. But last year, he was nothing but a bag of bones. He was nothing but garbage. He's in the last year of a – go ahead, Juel.
MVG, huh? Well, the thing that I don't know, man. First, let me apologize here for, Q&A late, man. I had to go get the homie's car out of the impound, man. So, you know, we was out here in the streets for real.
You said the street, baby.
That's how
it goes. For real. Ain't no need to apologize, baby. We know you on the side and trying to get it, baby. We know it.
Man, the streets is always talking. So that's the first deal. So, Juels, you're saying it's good for Seattle? T-Rose, you're saying it's also good for Seattle. Am I correct?
Yeah, because I really see, even with the draft picks, you can find a diamond in the rough in the draft, but you're not going to find another Percy Harvin to fit in your system with L up there in Minnesota. You know, it's already a running type of deal with Minnesota, but if you get rid of Percy Harvin, then you don't have anything to fill in. You know what I mean? The other guy that they got, he's a bag of bones, too. A young fella that they paid all that money to when he came from, where did he come from?
Sidney Rice.
Sidney Rice came from Seattle making all that money, made one spectacular catch in the back of the end zone that Brett fall through, prayed to God that it was going to land to the dude and keep his feet in.
We giving this trade too much airtime, man. Get on to the next one, man.
I got you. The next trade, dealing with your team, B-more, the Ravens. You heard it here first. Anquan Boldin traded to the Baltimore Anquan Boldin traded to San Francisco for a 6th-round draft pick in this year's draft. Anquan is 32 years old. He was due $6 million. He didn't want to take the pay cut, so they shipped him west to San Francisco. Juel, what do you think about that? That's your team.
I mean, you know, in the business world, man, a brother didn't want to accept the pay cut after he did perform outstandingly. So, I mean, he had to move on in his eyes, to bigger and better things. Don't forget. Frisco is a contender, and with his piece added to the puzzle, man, Frisco might go ahead and squeak it out next year.
Now, Jules the G, T-Row again, let me ask you this. Now that you get Anquan Boldin, do you keep Randy Moss?
I mean, you know, as we saw this year, man, Randy been kind of like a decoy. So, yeah, we you know. Keep it pushing. Everything's going to stay the same. We just add a piece.
Right.
Do you want your team to get rid of Randy Moss, or do you think your team should really keep Randy Moss to try to pursue going for that championship next year?
Just go ahead and hold on to him, man. You know what I mean? He's still a quality player. He just didn't get the opportunities, and, you know, plus they smother him, man, double team every game, and I think he can't show up if given the opportunity. You know, things will loosen up for him.
That would be a bad tandem. That's a bad tandem to have Manningham coming back and then have your boy Randy Moss and Quan Bolden. And then, you know, the Dallas Prodigy. Yeah, I mean, number 15, go hard. I mean, it's just, that would just be dangerous with Kaepernick back there. I mean, you boys can pull out the New England type of style offense and just go to work. Spread them out and go hard. You know what I mean?
Speaking of New England, let's talk about a couple free agents and where do you think they will fit best and where do you think they should go. For an example, Mike Wallace, Reggie Bush, James Harrison, and last but not least, Wes Welker. Now, for me, they're talking about Mike Wallace going to the Miami Dolphins. If I was Mike, I wouldn't mind going down south, kicking it with Pitbull, doing the remix of the Harlem Shake, you know, kicking it. But do you really want to win or you want to get the dough?
Right.
See, that's my point. Do you want to get the dough or you want to win? Which one? Where do you see Reggie Bush? From our sources, T-Rowe, where do they say Reggie Bush might be trying to go?
They say that the Arizona Cardinals and Bruce Arian are really serious about looking at Reggie Bush to get him out here to the Cardinals, man. And if they can get Reggie Bush to come out, you know, that would be a great addition for the Cardinals because they did go ahead and release Beanie Wells today. And with, you know, Reggie Bush coming down this way, he likes the warm weather, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is type of scenery, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, being from California, Arizona, so to speak, you know what I mean? So I think this would be this type of vibe to come on over and help the Cardinals out because not only would he be a good addition to the backfield, he would also be a good addition for the receivers because, you know, you can always use him as a dump-off. And if he gets loose, you know, it can really turn into nightmares for some of these teams. But I think they should really pursue Reggie Bush a little bit harder and bring him out to the West because I think he would actually feel a little bit more comfortable being on the West Coast versus being in South Beach.
Why is that?
Just because, you know, he's a West Coast kid, man, you know. Bring it back to the West, man. Like I said, it ain't no difference between the weather. I mean, Miami got good weather, palm trees. It's just, the scenery is a little bit different. But come on back. I think he's a West Coast kid, and I think – and he would fit a lot better with Arizona because Arizona quarterbacks need to dump off to the back more often. Since Tim Hightower's left, it really hasn't been – any back to actually catch more than 25, 30 passes in a season for the Cardinals since they released him. And then once Tim Hightower went to the Washington Redskins, they released him before week one. So, I mean, it's
odd
how it works out. But we do know that the NFL is a business. And I think Reggie Bush would be a great fit for the Cardinals, especially, you know, as a dump-off man. It's always good to look at that dump-off man because he can get things started.
Okay. Where do you think James Harrison? I can see James Harrison in a uniform that you guys might not like, but you might like this. I can see James Harrison in an Oakland Raiders uniform.
Yeah. I mean, that matches his get down. True or false?
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And then it wouldn't be bad for him. I mean, Oakland doesn't have a bad defense. Oakland defense is what keeps them going.
just an offense that Oakland has a problem with, but add James Harrison to an already dominant Oakland defense, that would be scary.
Man, last but not least, before we change over to the NCAA, Wes Welker, will he re-sign back or will he move on? Jewel to G, what do you think about Wes Welker? What do you think about his value out here in the free agency world?
Well, I think that they just might hold on to him just because of his token value. And, you know, he's a central piece of that organization. So I don't think that they'll let him go. I think he's like a fan favorite, kind of like a mascot, you know, although he does make some good plays. I can't take that away from him either.
Right, right. Bro, what do you think before I get my take on Wes Welker?
I'm going to agree with Jules G. I really think he's playing possum, dude. I think he's in that class of Tom Brady to where he would take less money to win. But, you know, it's everything and anything to test the free market, the free agency market, because you never know if somebody just might fall off the ladder and pay you $30 million or, you know, let's just say $10 million more than what your previous organization
was. Well,
you know what I mean? So I think
he's
going to pick up time with the league. That money, I think he just might leave. But I think he's playing possum.
One more thing, Joel, before I say about Wes.
Well, like I said, man, I just don't see him being big anywhere else other than where he is. Now, I just have to see otherwise. I have to see something else happen. I just don't really see too many teams that will utilize them too much. You know, those type of players, they fade in and fade out. Where's Sproles at? Where's he?
Sproles is in New Orleans.
Doing what?
He's balling. I mean, remember, last year they didn't have their coach. Their offense did well, but their defense was suspect. So they're going to be looking for some defense in the draft. So, you know, their offense, you know, stayed tight. It was just, you know, the defense was a mess, you know. But I'll say this about Wes Welker. If he, like you said, I'm going to agree, if he was on any other team, especially with the quarterback and the scheme that they run, I don't think he would get all those catches and yards. And also some of those infamous calls that he gets.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of guys don't put their hands on him. And he gets away with a lot, you know. So enough said about that. And last but not least about Wes Welker, I'm going to say this, Wes. I hope you're listening. If you're letting your wife go all on Twitter, talk all that mess about my man Ray Ray, man, who really signed the checks? Who's really negotiating the contract? Wes, don't let her play you out of getting some ends, man, and you be sitting on the block with us. And remember, Wes, you ain't all that no more, man. You ain't all that no more, Wes.
You getting
on
home.
Come on home, Wes. Come on home, Wes. Come on home, baby.
Exactly.
Stay on home, Wes. Don't go nowhere. You can't do it like you do it in New England. But that's it about the NFL. Remember, tomorrow starts free agency. Officially, we'll have some things tonight on Friday about that. If you want to call us, 347-855-8896, and tell some friends. If they missed the show, they can always go back and check us out, www.blogtalkradio.com/streets-talk. Let's get to the NCAA.
Hold on, El Boogie. Before we do that, Jules the G, because you tuned in a little late and you was out there handling your business, I got to ask you, baby, what is your favorite all-time dunk facial?
Oh, man, you know, I'm gonna have to go into the Michael Jordan archives because, and you know, he has a couple, man.
Was that one that just right off the brain and just like, man, I can't believe that guy did that.
Well, I mean, man, I tell you what.
Let's give him time to think about it. Remember, Jules came in late. He was, you know, helping a friend with the, you know, in the streets. So, you know, like we always say, we always want to stay good, you know, humanitarians. And also, you know, before we go on, and then we're going to come back to Jules on that with the facial done, I want to give a shout-out also to Mr. Jones and Miss Austin. I teach with them at a local junior high elementary school. So shout out to them if they're listening in. Now, getting on to the NCAA. It's topsy-turvy, and I might just close my eyes and pick my teams this year. But as we go down to the last week of the season, we know Selection Sunday is next week, March 17th. March 18th, we're going to be discussing our brackets. The top 10 right now, Gonzaga, Duke, Indiana, Louisville,
hello,
Georgetown at 5,
hello,
Michigan at 6, Kansas 7, Michigan State at 8, Miami 9, Ohio State 10. Now that's the new top 10 that just came out today. And I'm asking you, they don't have to be in this top 10. But if you're listening, we're going to give you time, call, and when you call in, you give us who do you think is going to be in the Elite Eight or going to the Sweet 16 and has a chance to make it.
And before we move on, L Boogie, I got to give a shout-out to Jules the G. Jules the G, a couple of shows back, gave two of his top Final Four picks with Gonzaga and UCLA making it. And Jules the G, man, from the way Gonzaga and UCLA have been playing in the last couple of weeks, man, it looks like you need to go down to Vegas, man, put $100 on each one of them boys to get you to the Final Four, because it looks pretty. That gold, that rose looks pretty golden right now towards the path of the Final Four, baby.
Oh man, you know, I have various involvements, man, in the entertainment world, man. You know what I mean? From the highs to the highs to the lowest to the low, man. You know what I mean? There used to be such a thing as boosters and all type of people, man, that's intertwined in this NCAA organization, man. And I just heard it, man, from a little anonymous source, man, that them two teams was creeping.
Yeah, and they creeping, boy. I tell you, it looked like UCLA is a totally different team now that we getting close to this tournament. So I thought you were tripping a couple of weeks ago. I thought we were gonna have to put you back there on Wednesday morning with the pickup on the nothing but garbage, man.
Okay.
I'm also going to go with the Pac-12, maybe a dark horse, maybe U of A.
Okay.
U of A. They sound pretty. They look like they have some depth that they can maybe make a run.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and make my first selection out of this top 10 that we have here, one of the teams to make it to the Final Four. And this might not sound like I'm going out on a limb, but I'm going to give it up to my man, Coach Izzo, down there at Michigan State, man. I think this guy has his boys in tune to where they really want to play for the coach and for the school. And I think Tom Izzo and Michigan State will be one of the Final Four schools to actually make it. I know it may not sound like it's going out on a limb, but I'm going to say Michigan State going to be one of them to come out to the Final Four bracket, man.
Okay, I'm going to say this then to the panel. Right now, today, if we were just going on a day, we know we have to go through championship week, and we'll, you know, probably have a different Final Four when the brackets come out next Monday. But right now, today, forget the Elite Eight. Who's your Final Four team? Now, I'm going to let you ponder on that. and I'm going to give you my four first. I'm going to go Michigan State, Indiana, VCU, are you listening?
Man, we listening to you.
VCU, if you don't know what VCU stands for, that's Virginia Commonwealth University.
We know Shaka Smart.
Okay, I just want you to know that. And my fourth team, I know I should, I hate putting this on my on there, but because of that kid Kelly, he brings another dynamic to their team, and I don't know what it is about it. I don't know what it is about it. But I have to put Duke as my other Final Four team. So I have Michigan State, Indiana, VCU, and Duke.
I see you tried to go out on a limb and put a mid-major up in there. You think you slick because of what Butler did the last couple of years. But you ain't doing nothing slick to a can of all pivot. I see what you're doing.
Well, who's your Final Four picks as of today? Who you got?
As of today, I'm going definitely, like I said, man, I'm going out on a limb just from what I've been seeing and teams that are hot right now. I'm going to have to go with Michigan State. Like I said, Tom Izzo is going to have those boys doing some stuff that we are really not accustomed to them doing. And then I'm going to also throw Indiana in there because I think Indiana has played a lot of games with close games, a lot of top 25 teams, and they played in different places on the road, neutral sites, to where they've come out on top. My number three team, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pick Georgetown. It's been a while, but they're looking good. Georgetown looking real good right now. And I'm going to go out on a limb with Georgetown. And since, we're going out on a limb and picking mid-majors, my mid-major team is going to be Creighton. I'm going to put it all on Doug McDermott. Number three for Creighton. Boy, been hot last couple of games. When I say hot, I mean hot. So I'm going to go ahead and let Creighton get that final four spot. And that's just for now. And when we get that bracket on next Sunday and we're able to sit down and put it all together, we'll see, if any of these teams are in the same conference, or not in the same conference, but in the same brackets, so that, if they have to meet up or if they actually can go to the Final Four, and then we'll see what it looks like from there. But for right now, Georgetown, Michigan State, Indiana, and Creighton are my Final Four picks.
Wow. Jewels, who's your Final Four picks as of today? Who you got?
You know what? I'm on a different assignment right now. You go ahead and pick them for me because, like I said, I feel like Gonzaga all the way. I ain't worried about who the other three teams are. And then I just want to get back with you on this Michael Jordan thing that you asked me about a few minutes ago.
Yes, your favorite dunk of all time.
What I went ahead and did, man, the dunk that originally came to my mind was the baseline dunk on Patrick Ewing and, the one we all 1,000 times. Nah, he did another one against somebody, I think it may have been a cat on the Atlanta Hawks, man. And
oh man, where the guy on the sideline told him to go dunk on somebody bigger, and so he picked the biggest dude out on the court and dunked on him too.
That wasn't actually the one, but because I was a little more I was a little older than the one I was looking at, but
okay. You say the one where he dunked on, Tree Rollins pumped the ball and brought it back and then went in and dunked on him and then looked at him. And he fell on the ground.
It may be Tree Rollins.
Yeah, that's even worse. That one was even more funky because he really dipped the dude. The dude fell back all on his feet and everything.
Right. Once I didn't think Livingston, you know, about, and all those guys were playing with Atlanta. I remember that dunk.
Okay, well, I think we just more aware of that dunk on the Knicks because it was the Knicks. You know, everybody followed the Knicks. It was New York. It was a big stage. But you come down to it, man. I've been doing my little research on my little laptop here on the side, man, while you guys were talking. That's why I kind of just shoved the little NCAA thing to the side for a moment and let you guys, you know, you guys can hold the table up on that one. I'm doing some interesting, more interesting research on a brother named Michael Jordan, best player to ever touch the ball. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, sir, and I agree with you. Hey, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Jules the G. Do you remember the game? This is when Tracy McGrady was playing with the Houston Rockets. They were playing the Dallas Mavericks. T-Mac went baseline and started flying on Bradley. You remember that? And he hit his baseline down, almost jumped on his neck. You remember that one?
Yes, I do.
Ooh, was that not funky or what, Jules? You remember that facial?
Yes, I do, man. That was an incredible display of athletic talent by the young brother, man. And, you know, sorry to see T-Mac go out the way he went out, though, man, you know.
Me too, man. I thought T-Mac was really going to do his thing, man. But, you know, when L started talking about the favorite dunks of all time, you know, I could have put Mike up there with a whole lot of them. But I started thinking outside the box, you know, that Baron Davis against the Mavericks when he's playing with Golden State when he did that pump between the legs with the back one arm, man, you know, these dunks just getting out of hand, man. I can't just pick one. L Boogie wants to pick just one. You can't pick just one good dunk. You know what I mean? It's so many spaces.
I know we could have went with the Sean Kemp dunking on Lester and he fell and pointed at him.
Nah.
We could have went with Doc Duncan or Michael Cooper. It was a lot out there. We know that Tom Chambers put his knees and all that up in Mark Jackson's face. We could have went with Dominique Wilkins, you know, Tip Duncan off his misses. It's a lot of them. Okay? But, you got to pick me one. But before we go that, let's go to the next caller. Caller, where you calling from and what's your name?
What's up with you, Meeks? Your boy Ray Ray checking in from Vegas. You know, that's North Vegas it is. And you know the streets is always talking. Want to give a big shout-out to my boy T and L Boogie. You're doing your thing on the show. And I just wanted to get into a couple topics before I got to talking about some of this college basketball that we got coming up here. I heard you talking about, want to start with, you know, some of your favorite all-time dunks. And, you know, we all know the great Mike, you know, got some of the nice, but, you know, when I first heard you speak on it, you know, some of the ones that a lot of people are not really familiar with unless you, like, are really guru at a game. And, you know, the ones that stuck out to me was, like, you know, ones you really want to talk about was Kevin Johnson when he called Akeem Olajuwon. Thought that was huge, very underrated dunk, you know. So that was one of my personal favorites. And plenty another one that, you know, like you say, hate to say that, as you know, my boy KG, one of my favorite players in the league. I see your boy T was talking about Baron Davis. He got so many in his archives. It's looking nice. But seen him catch my boy KG early in his career. Oh, what a nasty.
Oh, yeah, KG had turned around and was like, oh, why did I jump? Did I do
snuck up on him quick. And I just want to talk about, you know, your boy Kobe and, you know, the big Ibaka incidents real quick. We got to remember, a lot of these guys, you know, professional ball players, man, I mean, they may play the tough guy role, but they ain't really about to throw rice at a wedding. I know, I mean, you got a couple guys that may actually get out there and actually do something, but most of these guys is ball players, especially like a guy like Kobe. Kobe's a ball player. He ain't nothing that's going to jump on the streets or nothing, especially since he want to rep Philly, but, you know, Philly don't have that. Guys in Philly don't be getting sold on like that. Bernard Hopkins would appreciate that. You know, smoking Joe Frazier, them guys wouldn't even co-sign with that.
Hold on. Right, let him rest in peace.
But I definitely wanted to just, like I said, get into the college basketball.
Let me ask you this, Sean Ray. Who's your Final Four pick as of now? Well, who
What's on the board in Vegas?
Well, I got some surprises. I think it's, like I said, it's more wide open than any this year, especially we got a lot of good mid-majors that's coming after. I mean, I'm going to give you some surprise picks. I think for the first time ever, I can't really say because we said the bracket don't come out till Sunday night, but I can say I think two teams that's going to be seeded 10 or worse are going to surprisingly make one of the Final Fours. I ain't going to say two of them, but I say at least a 10 or better seed will make the Final Four this year. And another one, I like my Arizona kids. I think they're flying under the radio. I think they got a good chance. And another team, a good Miami, Ohio. I mean, down to them kids down there in Miami doing their thing. I like them. I think they got a great chance. They've never been that far in there, but I think they got a great chance. And I just want to say about the Big East. I mean, I think right now college basketball, this is like their peak right now. For the next 3 weeks, it's going to be all about college basketball. I think we really need to enjoy that Big East. Cause, I mean, that's like one of the things that shouldn't be touched, you know, just the history of the conference and, you know, the Georgetown, Syracuse. We just watched that today. So I think that's going to be big. We need to sit back and enjoy that because there ain't going to be another conference like that.
Oh, yes. I'm going to say something at the end on Misha's mind about how said we would never see any more Syracuse and Georgetown and St. John's and Louis kind of second. Wow. Right. Wow. One more question, Ray. Before you go, I want to ask you something. You know, the streets is talking in Las Vegas. I want to ask you one question. Who do you think out of the NBA right now is the best all-around dunker in the league?
The best all-around dunker?
The best dunker.
Oh, man, that's kind of tough. You got some guys that do some nice things over there. I think one that's underrated, I mean, you know, by the best dunkers. I mean, I think the guy that's, when they're doing a dunk, I mean, I'm thinking more of an impact. You know what I mean? Guys, just when they're doing some dunking, they're doing one of them dunks impact games. I think your boy JaVale McGee, thank you, very underrated. Because when he gets some nice little dunks, he energizes his team. And, you know, I think they're one of them sleeper teams you're going to have to watch out too. I like JaVale McGee, and I especially like your boy J.R. Smith. I think he comes through nice. And, of course, the King, you know. So, them some guys I like when they come through.
Okay. As usual and as always, Ray, giving us insight from Vegas. Vegas, the streets is talking in Vegas. So, if you got your money, make sure you get with us because we're going to have an insight next Monday from Ray. He's going to be calling in from Vegas, giving us an update on what's on the board and who you think you should put your money on.
What's the odds? I'm
going
to be giving you your best odds. Tell him, Meeks. I'm going to be giving you your best odds.
He's not going to be saying what his opinion is. He's going to tell you what Caesar's Palace, he's going to be telling you what MGM, what they're saying. Who's on
what,
the board?
Vegas
say, put your money
don't
on.
Give you what Vegas insight is.
Yes. So thanks a lot, Ray. We appreciate your call. And as always, the streets is talking. We appreciate you. Now, as we go on, one more thing about the NCAA. They're going to make so much money. Games everywhere. Spring break. People are going to take off work. Who takes off on Thursday and Friday the first week of the NCAA? Bro, before we got in the streets, do you take off? Did you used to take off Thursday and Friday? All of a sudden you got a cold?
No, sir, man. We do it every day, holiday, man. We go in and make that cheese. You know what I mean?
No question. As usual. Joel, we already know. Every day, all day. Did you used to take Thursday?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I had every day off, man. You know what I mean? Every day.
That was
a
big
story,
when I come back, guys, we're going to do the Mixer's Mind. We're going to do the Mixer's Mind when we come back from commercial, but we appreciate you calling and listening in. Listen to what I got to say. It's crucial. UL's the G, T-Row, DJ Steph. Woo-hoo! Let's go.
nigga, Johnny watching. You should see when I wave, it look like Johnny talking. I'm guilty of stunning hard. Think I need OJ lawyer, that white Bronco talker hard. We call that that OJ order. My wheels clean as mama dishes, and I had to order dough. Put up with so many bitches, you'll think that I order hoes. Extend to a Mississippi, letting them sit around. Pseudo is turtle green, I call that bitch Donatello. My roof on the milk cart, I had to report it missing. Think my size of my wheels, don't it look like them bitches kissing? Well, bitch, I know I'm the shit, that's why I'm driving slow. I'm high as I'm gonna get, bitch, I'm still blowing dro. Look at me, what you see? You know I'm getting dope. See me, I'm sitting low. On 4 Giottos, ho. On 4 Giottos, ho. On 4 Giottos, ho. See me, I'm sitting low. On 4 Giottos, ho. On 4 Giottos, ho. On 4 Giottos, ho. When you see me, I'm getting dope. On 4 Giottos, ho.
When you see me, I'm getting dope. I'm fresh from my head to toe. My idols be sitting clean. They on 4 Giottos, ho. Drop the top, riding through the boat with a strap in my lap. If a nigga get wrong, he gon' get that. Like a mouse, nigga feeling like a bitch slap. Little nigga round here, so big strap. Hit them all, buy it all, blow big stacks. I ain't trippin' on your bra, cause I got hoes. Louis Dub, Chewy down, bitch, I got clothes. Stop hangin' on me, then with the watch fold. Niggas flying on my life, I got a Glock fold. Hit the bitch all black like Ocho. Think on real niggas, don't Kinko. Bullets in him in his head from the people. He gon' take a free shot like a free throw. I'm a trash man, bitch, like a free code. I ain't part of PSC, but I keep drove.
Man, we back. In conclusion, once again, we're on Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Check us out. Blog Talk Radio / Streets is Talking. As usual, we always in the street. Before we go, Juelz the G. What's your last word before we go in?
Oh, man, I just want to touch on, you know, the earlier segment about Kobe saying he was going to do this or that to Ibaka. Now, you know, those of us that know, man, you know, he had an altercation with a, you know, Southern California cat named Chris Childs. And, you know, Chris Childs gave him a two-piece. And
two-piece with a biscuit, Juju.
And he ate it. He ate it up like a McDonald's number six order, man. You know what I mean? And he didn't do anything. Your child was 5'11".
Right.
But he did kind of throw a elbow nudge, like he wanted to do something. But Chris Childs pieced him up, man. Doop doop doop. And
there you have it.
That was it, man. We know Kobe's caliber, man.
Man, thank you, Juelz. Juelz is dropping a G. Zero, last word?
Man, I want to give a big shout-out to the fam, man, to my mom. My mom's called in just to check out the show for a hot minute, man. You know, all the listeners who be calling in on a weekly basis, man. You know, every show, man. Much love to all our callers calling in. And, you know, shit, much support to everybody out there trying to do their own thing. You know what I mean? Much love to my co-host, and, you know, Juelz G, and, of course, L Boogie. Every day, yeah, every day, all day, we going in.
Okay. I appreciate the support from you, my co-host, my co-workers. I appreciate you guys very much.
No question. As we finish the show, I'm going to say what's on Meeks' mind. Over the weekend, we saw something in history. The Big East, no longer. No more Syracuse versus Georgetown. No more Georgetown versus St. John. Wow, for football. But remember, if you're a basketball fan, you're losing out. What are we going to do about it? Football is going to win every time. But hey, we get our money, March Madness. Last but not least, who's winning? Once again, we're getting exploited, the college athletes. I hope in the process, if we don't go to the league, let's get that paper. Let's get that sheepskin. Let's get that degree and get that real paper, baby. Let's go. Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. The streets is talking. 347-855-8896. We love you, baby. One.
That I wouldn't make it, and now them niggas can't take it. It's real, can't fake it. Know what they say, life's only what you make it. Cause real niggas get money. Cause real niggas get money. Cause real niggas get money. Why you think this industry hate me? Niggas can say what they say, I ain't letting them play me. This industry niggas play whole games. See me, I'm a street nigga, dog. We play no games. I know you never heard it before, man. This rap shit damn near worse than a dope game. So far gone, only God can save me. All the shit I've been through, maybe God is crazy. When all your homies dead or incarcerated, you gotta take the time to thank God you made it. Made it out the streets, nigga, must be smart. Say the nigga so cool, we wear shades in the dark. Got on my grind like it was nothing to lose. Then I stayed down, nigga, till it was nothing to move. You tell the motherfuckers, bring it on, bring it on. Now I'm a real nigga, sing your song, sing your song. Some niggas said I wouldn't make it, wouldn't make it. And now them niggas can't take it. It's real, can't fake it. Know what they say, life's only what you make. I got that dog in me. Yeah, it ain't no secret, got that hog in me. Yeah, that's right, both greedy and vicious. Ever had a taste of success, it's delicious. Eat the whole plate, no time to do the dishes. Too much at stake, no time for the bitches. Cause when you cased up, they put on their makeup. And go and fuck the same nigga that got you cased up. Fuck hoes, life's a bitch, nigga. Who y'all gonna replace me with? These niggas, y'all crazy, never seems to amaze me. These niggas ain't even themselves, and I'm crazy. Yeah, that's right, y'all crazy. If these niggas 30 a brick, then I'm 80. You tell the motherfuckers, bring it on, bring it on. Now I'm a real nigga, sing your song, sing your song. Some niggas said I wouldn't make it, wouldn't make it. And now them niggas can't take it. It's real, can't fake it. Know what they say, life's only